find my beige.
5 minutes, which is about 400 to 500 words, all right, depending on the speed of your read. And it's about making people say, I'm going to go out and buy that book.
Okay.
So, okay. Home Truths.
Oh, that'll do.
Home Truths?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll just get the microphone off the book there. There we go. I can just take that over there. Say something so I can get a level.
Bless this share house.
Perfect. Okay. Mandy Nolan, you are on.
This chapter is called Bless This Share House, and it's from my book Home Truths. Oh no, the front door's exploded. That's a quote from Rick from The Young Ones. If Sex and the City had shagged The Young Ones, then you'd come closer to describing my first share house. Five girls with suspect hemlines and even more suspect morality who ended up living together in a semi-organised squalor for 2 years. The share house was on the corner of Drake Street in Brisbane's West End and was more significant than any of the others for me that followed because it was formed by an unlikely but perfect combination of characters. Drake Street was the coming together of different strands of emerging womanhood. This wasn't just a share house, it was a rite of passage, a disgusting pigsty, a lady den of inequity, and also the foundations of the most enduring friendships of my life. I love these girls. And now these girls are all women, some of them mothers, some of them not, living everywhere from Mullumbimby to Melbourne to Brisbane to New York. Welcome to the House of Fun, our first all-girl share house. It was a chance to live life in complete defiance of the constraints, conditioning and expectations of our upbringing. This was our chance to be wild, uncompromising and free as we stepped out of the nice girl panties of our upbringings. This was the universe's invitation to be truly appalling. God, it was so much fun. I'm surprised I survived. If any of my daughters moved into a house like Drake Street, I'd insist they move out immediately. My mother was the only mother of all the girls who not only visited Drake Street but actually slept over. On a mattress on the floor, she literally sprayed a ring of cockroach repellent around her, curled up in the fetal position and slept in a face mask and rubber gloves. Knowing my mum, she had the same obsessive cleaning disorder I later developed in life and the same tendency for extreme anxiety and panic. I now realise what an act of love it was for her to visit me in my happily derelict circumstance. I look back to the girls we once were and smirk. We ended up together partly by accident, partly by design, and now I think about it, it was like a casting agent came and auditioned roles. It seems too bizarre that we could have come together by serendipity and not design. There was Jo, the purple mohawked punk princess who sang in musicals and majored in women's studies and psychology. Di, the fastidious, auburn-haired vegetarian, quietly intelligent and organised in the chaos of everyone else's racket. The beautiful Rowena, an ex-hairdresser who ignored the scorn of her feminist flatmates and unashamedly read Mills and Boone and cooked the Sunday roast. And Bohemian Donna, who performed in community theatre and dreamed of going to Guatemala and participating in revolution. I don't think it mattered which one, just as long as she could carry a flag and dress like Jane Fonda in Clute. And there was me, a loudmouth, bleach blonde, Viking, failing to pass journalism and most of her family's expectation. In our TV series, we weren't the spoilt middle-class designer clothes-wearing 30-somethings, but were instead makeup-free, hairy, armpitted under-20s and Doc Martens, living at least two bread rolls below the gluten-filled breadline. Back in 1985, no one was gluten intolerant, which was lucky because it's all we could eat, potatoes, pasta and toast. After all, there's nothing better than gluten to soak up goon.